for somebody who's never heard of one or never used one, what's the process that they need to go through?
We offer two types of loans on commodities that once they've been harvested, they would be eligible for a CCC loan, and that's whether it is in storage on the farm or in storage in a warehouse. To speak to the most popular loan type that FSA dispersed, the farm stored loan, a producer, again, once they completed harvest, they would be able to identify the commodity, the quantity that they have in storage, and if they are able to provide us a basis on how that quantity was determined, whether the producer, you know, measured the bins, whether it is determined based on number of truckloads, identify the location of where it is stored. They would, with that information, be able to certify to a farm stored loan. And in addition to that, provided it is an eligible on-farm storage, it needs to be protected from both the weather elements and wildlife for the 9 months of the non-recourse loan.
When farmers are going through the process, any tips to maximize the benefits of this type of loan?
During the month of November, our interest rate is 3 5/8 or 3.625%, subject to adjustment on January 1st. So speaking in dollars and cents, if a producer was to have 20,000 bushels of soybean in storage on the farm, let's assume we have a loan rate in that county of 4.75 a bushel, that loan at maturity, the producer would have accrued interest on that $95,000 loan of $2,800 approximately of accrued interest.
What's the best time, I guess, to maybe consider this and work it into your plan, your farm plan?
Yeah, as far as the availability period, our early harvested commodities, you know, wheat, barley, oats, canola, those are eligible to be placed into the loan following harvest up through March 31st of 2019. Our later harvested commodities, such as our corn, our pulse crops, soybeans, those are eligible to be placed under loan, again, following harvest up through May 31st of 2019.
Anything else that we're forgetting about what farmers need to know about CCC loans and their options?
All I would say is in regards to, you know, with the large crop out there and storage at a premium, that there are piles of grain on the ground, but for a CCC loan, a pile of grain on the ground is ineligible for loan. It needs to be contained either in a structure or a grain bag if the grain bags are acceptable storage as determined by the local county committee.
Megan, I want to add a little bit more there.
Yeah, go ahead.
At the maturity of the loan, the farmer has two options, either haul it in. And before he does any hauling, we have to clarify that the county office has to have notice before the hauling actually physically takes place. That's a big no-no if they haul and then report to us later. So that this crop is under lien with CCC, so any movement of this grain has to be in communication with the county office. And then if the producer is also then asked to, he has two options, either, you know, hauls it in and the balance gets paid to the producer, or one way to avoid notifying would be to pay off the loan plus interest ahead of hauling so he releases that lien on the CCC loan.
Yeah, because we'll accept, this is Brian again, we'll accept repayment at principal and interest at any time during the period the loan is outstanding. However, if the producer financially needs the proceeds of the sale of the crop to repay the loan, then we have a mechanism called a marketing authorization where the producer, as Brad explained, would need to contact the county office first and to obtain authorization to move CCC's loan collateral from farm storage to the location of a buyer, and then those proceeds from the buyer would be applied to their outstanding loan.